Free kick to FC United. It's lofted long into Wivenchaw's penalty area. Brought down really well there. It's a through shoot. Got a break to Bennett. And Bennett, he's not offside this time. And FC United take the lead in added time in the first half. And, well, the defending from Wivenchaw has been really, really impressive there. And it took a couple of ricochets. But we finally broke the deadlock.
Keeper's not happy with his defence. I mean, I think obviously it was a long free kick in that they didn't really deal with initially. As it dropped, you thought he might get it clear. And as it dropped to Jack Bennett, he just curled it in with the outside of his foot for about, what, 7 or 8 yards? A very good finish. Perfect time to score just before half-time.
And there's Lunt. Lunt's been involved in most things with Da Costa, hasn't he? Mm. And Bennett. But Wivenchaw on the attack now, inside FC United's half. Along the halfway line now, out towards the right-hand side. That's a good ball over the top. And here's Jones. Jones. Nutmegs his man. That's great stuff from Jones. Jones plays the ball back. It breaks to the edge of the penalty area. Shot comes in. Goes underneath the goalkeeper. And we're Wivish Amateurs. We're an equaliser. 4 minutes into this second half. And a good start for Wivenchaw. Barnes there.
Yeah, they needed that. And it was a very good move. He did well to... So you say
it was all Omar Jones, wasn't it?
Omar Jones, he nutmegged and he managed to come back to the edge of the box where Keenan Barnes absolutely put his foot through it. And well, I couldn't see it going. We saw the net ripple from here and the cheer, so I assume it went in.
Well, I said it went underneath the goalkeeper. That was pure speculation. 1-0 the score, and any hopes and dreams of going to Charlie in the middle of September just got a little tiny bit more harder to imagine. We've got 13 minutes left or so of this game. It's cleared on the edge of Wivenchaw's penalty area. That's a long ball over the top, and Wivenchaw amateurs here. But good defending from FC United, but the number 10 still has the ball. And now it's out towards the edge of the penalty area again. Shot comes in, and that is a fantastic finish. A fantastic finish from Wivish Arbiters, who from 1-0 down have now taken the lead here at Holyhead Park. That was a stunning strike, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, he absolutely leathered it over the FC keeper into the roof. Full credit to him. You can't really save them, to be honest.
Paul, can you confirm the goal scorer for us?
It was Keenan Barnes again, letting go from distance.
It was superb, wasn't it? It's Bennett now down the right-hand side to Lunt. Lunt crosses this ball in for FC. Oh, and it's a wild shot, but it's not been cleared. Here's Da Costa out to Fernandez. Yes, in off the post. And FC United have got an equaliser.
They're not happy about that with him.
With 84 minutes played. Is there enough time for a winner? There's only five minutes left of this game.
Look at the fact that the entire bench is on the pitch. You think it was the winner, to be honest with you.
But it is only 2-2.
I mean, they're asking for handball. I mean, I can barely see from this angle. But
yeah, we can't really comment from where we are. But appeals for handball, but the ref not interested. 6 minutes left. FC United with an equaliser. Is this destined to go to penalties?
Probably. More than likely, though, yeah.
And we'll try and commentate the best we can on these penalties. The angle isn't the best for us. We're right by the corner flag, and there's a fair amount of people now congregating around the goal. But one thing we can say is that the first penalty is going to be taken by Matt Cleary for Wivenchaw Amateurs. Matt Cleary, he's a right footer, taking on Maka Bennett in the FC United goal. Penalty number one. And penalty number one for Wivenchaw Amateurs is scored. Early days of the penalty shootout, of course, Paul. But good penalty, that.
Yeah, it was drilled into the corner. He didn't give him a chance, really.
So, taking FC United's first penalty, I'm just looking down the line to get confirmation. It's number 18 for FC United. It's Toby Humphreys, the substitute. He's a left footer. Taking on Sam Goodwin. Humphreys. Good penalty. Very good penalty. Sends the goalkeeper the wrong way. And it's one apiece. All square after the first round of penalties. I like the fact Woodsow's down the far... No, I'm enjoying it. Woodsow's down the far end just shouting numbers at us. I know who this is, though. This is Mikey Carroll with this penalty, the substitute who came on at half-time. And he's got a right foot taking on FC United's Maka Bennett. Well, he took his time with that one and then sped up. And... put the ball in the net eventually, and it's 2-1 now to within Sharmatas, FC United with a chance to keep the scores even, heading into the third round of penalties. But to do that, this next penalty has to be scored. And the penalty taker is number 14, and that is Taylor McDowell. He's got great pace, so great pace and a great shot when he came on partway through that second half. Here is McDowell now, on his right foot. Scores. Goalkeeper didn't get to that one. And another. I've always liked to hear that. 2-2 after two rounds of penalties. And with the Sharmatas to step up now as I look down the line to our spotter. It's scored anyway. Just to confirm that, that was Dan Rodriguez with that penalty. So FC United on the back foot. But here's Da Costa to even the scores.
In a hurry.
Yeah, Da Costa is in a hurry. I don't like that from penalty takers. And Da Costa with this penalty now on his left foot. Sam Goodwin, can he make the save? He can, you know. And he just had that air about it, that penalty. Da Costa rushed it. He rushed it. And Goodwin's fine game continues, Paul.
Yeah, it was a good save. Not the greatest penalty he's ever taken. And like you said, I think he wanted to get it over with, and that's not a good sign.
Well, advantage within Sharmatas. We've still got two rounds of penalties to go. You often feel when you've got the first penalty, you've got the advantage, haven't you, when one's missed.
16.
So number 16 is taking it. That is Keenan Barnes, who's scored two goals already tonight. Oh, and that's a good penalty. There's a lot of back chat going on, isn't there, between both teams. There's a bit of fire in this game. But that was a fine penalty from Barnes. And, well,
it's a must score.
It's a must score for Bennett, the FC United captain, who's featured a bit in pre-season for the first team. Jack Bennett with this penalty. Bennett steps up, scores, and silences the crowd behind the goal, who fancied a victory there. But it goes to the final round of penalties, and it is on this penalty taker now. If he scores, if Wivershammer to score, they win.
100% so far for Withenshaw Amateurs.
It's the captain for Withenshaw Amateurs. Taken. And, well, it's slotted home by Killen Talbot. And Withenshaw Amateurs with a fine, fine victory. They've defended really well. The goalkeeper's had a cracking game. They've created some brilliant chances as well, in all fairness. But it's gone to penalties. And Withenshaw Amateurs are victorious in this penalty shootout. A flawless penalty shootout from them. 5-4, Paul. There you go.
Yeah, they held their nerve better at the end. When you stick 5 penalties in out of 5, you can't really complain.
Absolutely not. Good job.
Some very good penalties they took there, didn't they? And just Sandro just had to... You know, there's always going to be somebody who misses, isn't there? And unfortunately, Sandro in this one. I'm not going to. You can't say that now the team is. You know, no. It was a great game, and whoever won deserved to go through. So fair play to him.